Yeah. The hardest intro in wrestling podcast, period. You dig what I'm saying? Happy, well, we're streaming live. It's Sunday. Happy Sunday to you. Happy runway to the Royal Rumble to you. The Royal Rumble is upon y'all, along with a lot of other wrestling stories. Some fortunate, some unfortunate, we believe. And we're going to talk about all of it as well as give you our predictions today. Man, it is time to talk about wrestling like nobody else in the world because, hey, followers ain't everything. Sometimes you got to get out here and really do the shit and know the shit to get it done right. But that's another story for another day, man. Hey, look, man, this is the first Black Champ podcast, and I'm still the pick. The nasty black individual, the person that doesn't give a F about what happened before Greg the Hammer Valentine signed his WWE contract and wore the shin guard for the figure four leg lock. Camp from the port.
Hey, man, that choice still getting movement too.
Yeah,
man,
like, hey, it's new comments every other day. Or every few hours, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, god damn, y'all, like, we get it. We get it. Yeah. Y'all
hey,
love Greg.
Shout out to everybody that feel what I was saying, though.
Yeah, it was one that popped up yesterday. It was like, yo, this is actually on point. Like, but make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download it to the Barbershed Network, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Go ahead and listen to FBC.pod. Well, the FBC.pod. Make sure you listen to that wherever you get your favorite podcast. Also, follow the What Digital on YouTube to get the live episodes. And make sure you go ahead and get the merch. You see Camp Gap and hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? Holding the championship. And speaking of black champions, shouts out to Moose. Moose is the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Shouts out to him and the system. Shouts out to D'Angelo Williams as well, former running back for the Carolina Panthers. He's wrestled for TNA before, and he popped up on TNA Hard to Kill. I'm going to mention that a little bit later today because I did get a chance to finally watch that. Also, shouts out to Oba Femi, you know, one of the WWE NIL recipients, been training at the Performance Center. He wrestled, they had the tournament, the Up Next tournament, and he won that, and he exercised his right to fight for a championship, and he fought Dragon Lee for the North American Championship and won. Which is, it's got to be the NXT North American Championship has had to have the most black champions in the history of any other belt.
For sure. Like, for sure. And we can't explain why, but we like it. You know what I'm saying? And I do, on that point real quick before we move on, I do want to say that I seen somebody in the comments of, I think it was the NXT page or the WWE Instagram page that said, hey, this is who they wanted Apollo to be. And I was like, oh,
man,
you made me right on that.
We will see. We will see. But just to give y'all an idea of what we're talking about, they might as well just name the NXT North American Championship to the NXT Black American Championship. Because this is not the total member, the total list of champions. This is just the black folks who have won. All right, and not people of color, it's just strictly black folks.
Yeah.
Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, Keith Lee, Leon Ruff, Swerve, Mello, Wesley, Trick, and now Oba Femi.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
yeah.
They need to play the Black National Anthem before you defend
yourself. You know what I'm saying?
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee. That's not the Black National Anthem yet.
Yeah, now that sing a song. Yeah. I don't know the rest of the words. I'll stop.
Lift every voice and sing.
There we go.
Till earth and heaven ring.
Let's go.
Ring with the harmonies of liberty.
There we go. I didn't know any of that past the first like 2 hours.
But Atlanta is the listening skies. Let us resound loud as the rolling sea. See, sing a song full of the hope that the present has taught us. Sing a song full of the that the dark has taught us. One of them. Facing the rising sun. It's early, y'all. Of our new day be good. Let us resound lives. Hey, look, it's early. I normally know the song, but they got to play the Black National Anthem before you defend the championship.
They might as well. They might as well at this point. And sorry for all the Black people I may have let down, but you got to know more words than bang to talk about me. How about that?
You did. I'm going to blame Freeport. Freeport Education System.
No, my cousin LaFrancine will totally slap me because I don't know this. Matter of fact, the first time I've ever heard a song was from my cousin LaFrancine Baker. That's the first time I ever heard it. She was also the organizer over Choices, which was the group that had all the Black kids that took us the trips. That's how I went to Toronto the first time when I was like 14. Like, yeah, she is not having it. I hope she does not see this segment. I hope her kids don't see this segment. So Kevin, Laniosho, do not tell her that I do not know the Black National Anthem. Like, do not do it because I have no excuse. My second cousin was in the Freeport District 145 school system, taught Black kids the Black National Anthem, and I did not learn it. I am sorry.
Well, look, man, we're going to be talking about the road to WrestleMania, which kicks off on Saturday.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble at the former WWE Thunderdome, Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah.
It's only to announce matches. So we're going to give y'all a prediction of the four that's been announced, two we already know, and which is the Royal Rumble matches themselves and the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles, and Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens. We're going to give you predictions about that. But also, I did watch Wrestle Kingdom and TNA Hard to Kill. For people that be trying to say, oh, we're just WWE heads, which we're wrestling heads, y'all. If wrestling pop up and we free, we going to watch it. But I got a chance to sit down and watch TNA Hard to Kill and Wrestle Kingdom. So I'll talk about that and bring up my wish for wrestling going forward in the future. And a new faction is here in the WWE, but definitely got some questions about that. But let's start with the biggest news that happened last week. Seth Rollins wrestled my man Jinder Mahal.
Maharaja.
And like any calamity that happens around the modern day Maharaja, it happened again because Seth Rollins tore his MCL and has a partially torn meniscus.
Yeah.
So if he has to have any invasive surgery or not, they say he should still make it to WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And word on the street that they've already marked Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. Now, this is not the first time that Seth Rollins, this is not the first time that Seth Rollins has even had a knee injury.
Yeah.
Going into the road to WrestleMania, remember, he wrestled, I believe it was Samoa Joe, and I think it was a torn MCL then as well, and the people were worried that he wasn't going to make it to WrestleMania. He did. I think that's the year that he fought Brock Lesnar. They got the match out the way in the beginning of the night, and he ended up winning the championship. So with that being said, we have the Royal Rumble, though, coming up, and there's only two announced matches outside of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And even with this hovering over Seth Rollins' head, what should the WWE do with Seth Rollins and the WWE World Heavyweight Championship?
I mean, alter my guarantee from, the second week of December. I'll be honest with y'all. As I saw the news, one, I'm unfortunate because if you've been watching the show from inception, you know that I am one of the biggest advocates, supporters, champions of Seth Rollins, not just as a wrestler, but as being the best wrestler in the world. I've been saying it for quite a few years now. So I don't think that he's main evented enough WrestleManias. So this is always heartbreaking to me because even when he hasn't headlined, He's definitely stolen the show. He's definitely stolen an hour of a WrestleMania. And I know that he just wants to be like, yo, can I please get at the top of the marquee, please, please? And so it really looked like this was the year, especially with just everything going on with Roman Reigns, both personally and professionally. It's storyline-wise also. But, man, you know what? It's just time for Damian Priest to cash in. Yeah. It's just time for him to cash in. It's I love how they're teasing it. I love how they're making it a deal. Obviously, him and Drew McIntyre are going to get something going on. See, look, hey, Drew McIntyre, first black champ, told y'all first. Drew McIntyre been trying to get hot for a whole 90 days now. And he's been doing it with Seth Rollins, with CM Punk, and now Judgment Day / Damian Priest. Like, he's just doing whatever he can to stay in the conversation. But, like, let's just be real here. Now, Damian Priest needs to cash in. But, and this is just going to be my guarantee of this week, I believe, unless I come up with something else, because I was thinking about something else. To me, bang, what this means to me is that whether Seth Rollins makes it to WrestleMania or not, Damian Priest will, should, and needs to cash in at WrestleMania, because that is the only thing that would supersede Seth Rollins getting his main event WrestleMania match moment.
Yeah, and he can still get the belt back.
Right? Absolutely.
You got Elimination Chamber that's coming up. So if it is like 4 to 6 weeks, he could go ahead and get that belt back. But I'm gonna go a step further, Kent. I'm gonna go a step further. One of our favorite Royal Rumbles is the 1992 Royal Rumble. What happened?
Just watch that too.
Yes. Like, I think that the belt should be on the line at the Royal Rumble. I think so. I think, and here's why. It feels like to me that it is more intrigue about who Roman Reigns is going to wrestle, but it's either The Rock or Cody Rhodes, or maybe both. And you don't need the Royal Rumble to make that match.
Right.
I've even said on the pod that the winner of the Royal Rumble should challenge Seth Rollins. But if Seth Rollins can't make it, let's just say to Elimination Chamber, but you know he's going to make it to WrestleMania, why not say for the first time in over 30 years, a championship will be on the line inside of the Royal Rumble and CM Punk wins it. And then it also says that this person is earmarked to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because we really want CM Punk in a lot of matches right now. We really wanted him to get in order, you know what I'm saying? But we want to see him versus Seth Rollins.
For sure.
So what I would do, and I love Damian Priest, y'all. I love Damian Priest. But here's what Bang will fully do for the road to WrestleMania for the WWE World Championship. Royal Rumble, that championship would be on the line. Now you got 30 men that's vying for this belt right here. All right? Boom. CM Punk wins it. Damian Priest thinking about cashing in after he gets thrown out, but he's not going to get it, right? But then Seth Rollins comes back and he's like, yo, I need a title shot. I need to get it in. He wrestles Damian Priest for the Money in the Bank. He takes it. And he cashes it in against the dude that got his belt. And that is CM Punk. And that's how you make CM Punk versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. He loses the belt to injury. They put it on the line at WrestleMania. He defeats Damian Priest. Damian Priest also get kicks out of the Judgment Day like we've been expecting. So that aids that storyline, because it's like, you ain't got this. Why do we need you? And then from there, you have the Money in the Bank cash in by the person who gave us the ultimate cash-in in the first place.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins do it again and cash in at WrestleMania to go up against his arch nemesis. That's what I would do with that belt.
Hey, I love that. And that was the other thing I was thinking about. You know what? Because I'm with you. The only twist or audible that I would call is that, let's say they vacate the title tomorrow on Raw. Mm-hmm. And then they do go say, hey, you know what? Now the Royal Rumble is not for the World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. But then I'd be like, hey, you're the interim champ. You're already in the main event against Seth freaking Rollins, night one or two at WrestleMania. That is what it is.
I think, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it is, and before you go, the thing about it is and AEW did this. Mm-hmm. AEW was the first wrestling brand that I've seen that did an interim champion. The UFC, which is now, you know, brothers with the WWE, they interim championship shit all the time. So I love that.
Yeah. No, for sure. And so, like, because I think that I'm only given that option because, honestly, what I want, Bang, is I want Seth Rollins to get as much rest as he needs so he can go balls to the wall at WrestleMania. I officially do not want to see Seth Rollins competing if it's not WrestleMania now. That's what I want. I don't think we need them on Raw. I don't know if they're going to do Fastlane or the Audible. I don't know if they're going to do the Elimination Chamber. But Seth Rollins ain't got to do none of that. And the perfect storm for this, honestly, is because you do have Cody Rhodes. You do have CM Punk. You got Damian Priest in the Judgment Day. You got Drew McIntyre, who's trying to make himself visible and be seen. You got so many pieces on just Raw that if y'all can't carry the show without Seth Rollins there, then y'all need to be there no way. So I'm thinking, let's just get this out the way now. Start the clock on Seth Rollins. Look, we're going to give you all the way to what? End of March, early April. You rest. You heal up. You do what you got to do. We need you at WrestleMania more than we need you in Little Rock, Arkansas for Raw or for Nashville, Tennessee at Raw. Just not picking on any other market because I live here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anything else matters that's not Seth Rollins versus somebody at WrestleMania, and I hope they take that route regardless.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, that we're going through this again. Like, no shade to Seth Rollins, you know, at all. Yeah. But it is interesting. And I do think sometimes things like this make way for bigger things to happen.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about the 92 Royal Rumble like the shit happened yesterday.
Facts.
And part of it was the fact that the belt was on the line and Ric Flair won it in that fashion. And right after that, you know, starting with Yokozuna's win in the 1993 Royal Rumble, every Royal Rumble, for the exception of Stone Cold winning the Royal Rumble the first time, it has had the winner of the Royal Rumble going up against, and Vince McMahon's too, I forgot about that, but the winner of the Royal Rumble going up against the champion at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. If just looking at The Rock, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns thing, like, it is pretty much a foregone conclusion that any one of those are going to face each other for the championship, for the Universal Championship. Mm-hmm. So, to me, Cody Rhodes winning it back-to-back does nothing.
Yeah.
It does nothing, you know. The Rock coming in and surprising everybody as an intro does nothing. Because as soon as he comes in, it's like, oh, shit.
Right.
Here we go.
Because you know he's not 15 or 11.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be like 27, 28, or 29.
Right. So that does nothing there, too. I think it's more intrigue on the WWE World Championship, and you can use the Elimination Chamber to settle that. You can pretty much say that, you know, because of the stature of The Rock, hey, we're going to put him in this match, but the winner of this Elimination Chamber is going to be the third member. It's going to be a triple threat match. And I do believe that a triple threat match involving Cody Rhodes, The Rock, and Roman Reigns is even bigger than any of those two wrestling each other one-on-one, because now you have Cody Rhodes not only having to go over on Roman Reigns, but go over on The Rock, go over on the whole Samoan Dynasty. And it's like, yo, I'm an afterthought in this shit now. Like, I would love to see those three wrestle. Plus, The Rock, hey, we saw him in the ring with Jinder Mahal. I don't need 15 minutes of The Rock wrestling, y'all.
Yeah.
Just in the one-on-one match. I'm sorry. We don't.
Yeah,
nah. We don't need to see that. I saw enough in him slow dragging Jinder Mahal in that whole situation. Matter of fact, that's why Jinder Mahal was the winner in that situation. And if you listen to the first 2 years of the podcast, for me saying that Jinder Mahal won in anything is such a surprise. But he won in that situation because he was very helpful with The Rock. And they gave him a title shot. Just be like, yo, thank you for that, bro. You're doing good. But I think an Elimination Chamber match to see who's the third member of that match is okay by me.
Okay.
However, I believe if you need some intrigue to this match, which has been given because Seth Rollins has torn his knee up, but still may be available for WrestleMania, let's put that belt up. Let CM Punk win it that way. And then either we say, hey, we're interim champion, or let's just say, hey, we add more intrigue back into the Money in the Bank, whereas Seth Rollins takes it from Damian Priest, and then we have the even the bigger intrigue of can Seth Rollins cash in again at WrestleMania? And if he loses, he takes the well-deserved break until SummerSlam, rest up that knee, rest up that back that they say is messed up too, and then we get CM Punk versus Seth Rollins too at SummerSlam.
Yeah. So. Yeah, man. I mean, you know what? Well, I know we're going to get into our Royal Rumble predictions later in the show, but man, it's kind of hard not to do that now. And I'm going to wait as I explain that in detail. Because I was literally looking at this and I'm like, damn, it ain't but a couple options literally this year. It ain't but like 2-3. That's it.
Not wide open at all, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah.
So we're gonna talk, we're gonna bring this back up, you know, saying when we talk about our Royal Rumble positions later on, predictions, later on in the show. But also on our little break, a new faction has appeared. Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Authors of Pain, Paul Ellering, Karrion Kross's boo from the crib. Forgot her name real quick. Yes, Scarlett. You know,
ice cream bar.
Yes. Yeah. But they're all a group.
Yeah.
And Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits looks to be the first of the groups, you know, feuds or whatever, but you got those two. You got the Bloodline, you got LWO, you got Judgment Day. How many factions do we need? Are we near that WCW? Everybody got a faction lane? Like, do we need these many factions? Like, what are your thoughts on the newest faction and how many we need?
Man. So on the new faction off top, they weak. But you know, it's the Kappas versus the Goths, right? Or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know. but you know, I don't know. you know, man.
Wait. So you're saying this is like higher learning for WWE?
Yeah. Yep. Literally. Literally. That's what I thought of.
What fucking is Malik.
High? What is higher? What is learn? What is learning? I was like, yo, what? I'm like, and even the way they cut
fucking Malik.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, cause they like Karrion Kross looked like he definitely trying to protect the Aryan Nation. He literally looks like he's trying to protect it. Now, like, something about the hair. Like, even when he was bald, I was like, yo, he kind of looked like the big dude from Higher Learning, the big racist.
The one that was on the program too.
Hey, you dig? So, I mean, listen, man, they weak. It's unfortunate because I think if we turn the back clock back, what, 4 years, maybe 5? No, I'm sorry, because it's 2024. if we turn the clock back 5-6 years, we thought AOP and Karrion Kross were potentially the future of the era that's happening now.
Yeah.
And yet they are depending on the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley to get them over to a crowd that didn't even want them to come back. And I'm just saying that because you can tell by the pop. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I don't necessarily dislike any of them, but this week, it's just weak. Sorry. As far as all the factions, you know, I'm honestly not mad at the majority of them. I'm not. And I'm not mad at the majority of them because of the Judgment Day. Because the Judgment Day made it work. That was the main one. I was like, oh, man, they're just throwing anybody that's trying to stay hot together. But, you know, the one main consistent was that, hey, if Rhea is who they say she is, this going to work because she was the leader before Edge, you know, then was really out of the woods with this. And sure enough, Rhea elevated, and she did so great that they had to elevate. LWO, they weaker than the Goths, and I can't wait for Zelina and Carlito to leave the other Latin individuals behind because literally that's what happened. Hey, first Black Champ told you first. I told y'all on the first Black Champ podcast that Santos needs some more Latin individuals to do the old faction again, and that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. And they hard. They hard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, yeah, this is why it didn't work, because we don't like the Latin individuals. We like Humberto and
Angel.
Like, that's what it is. So, hey, Zelina, you better jump down because it's about a wrap for you with them. Like, you can't be the biggest star in your faction. I'm just throwing it out there to you. And they throwing Carlito away, and that's taking your thunder. You got to get away from that. But with all that being said, I don't think we're too faction heavy yet, but I do think that we are seeing how well the Bloodline thing worked. And now somebody in Stanford is like, well, let's just try another one. It's like, nah, you got to understand that, yeah, them were Samoans that was cousins. Like, y'all threw good wrestlers with them. Y'all threw Sami Zayn with them, but they got a relationship from back from NXT and beyond. Kevin Owens, NXT and beyond. I forgot who else he faced, but at the moment, because I don't want to take up too much time on it. But yeah, that wasn't lightning in the bottle. That's just years of like, no, we us. And you ain't going to get that with everybody that you put together. So that's the only thing that I would say. Yeah, a couple factions weak as hell. But I don't think we got too many factions. But obviously, they trying to capitalize off Bloodline Judgment Day. And it ain't going to work for everybody. So give it to SummerSlam. This shit about to be a wrap. Don't worry.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think we officially are at too many. I think the final testament was like, all right, we got too many of this shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Because you got the LWO and you got Santos Escobar's group, which I guess you could call them a faction now because it's three or more, and then yeah, they fighting each other. So it's like Latin Kings versus the SDs. You got, you know, you got, like you said, the Kappas versus the Aryan Nation.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, Bobby and them. And somebody, I saw on the internet, somebody said that the potential name of this group was called the Pride. And I was like, nah, this is not the Lion King, y'all. We are not about to, nah, you know, just.
It's not going to work.
Name them the Almighty, fam. Just name them the Almighty. Like, yeah, it's already there. You know, don't do the Pride shit. This is not.
Hey, because look, because the Vice Lords versus the Aryan Nation works a lot better in other markets.
Yes, it does, including Cook County. Just, you know what I'm saying? The Bloodline and the Judgment, they are outliers, so we're good there. Mm-hmm. But
Alpha Academy weak. I'm sorry.
So I'm cool with Alpha Academy. I'm cool with Alpha Academy because of Shorty. Shorty is an underrated member of the of the WWE women's section. She's nice. She's
That's
nice
true.
Enough that I can. I'm choking.
I had ice cream bar. Mm-hmm. I had ice cream bar.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I choking and shit. You know what I'm saying? But but yes. You know, Alpha Academy is there for comedic purposes, even though Chad Gable should be out here serious and Otis should be our Vader. I'm going to continue saying that. Otis should be our Vader. He should be that big, massive behemoth that just be out here beating people ass. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we're officially there. We didn't even talk about NXT, man.
Right.
Like, with Metaphor, we ain't even talked about this. Right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on with groups and shit. And if we ain't doing those Survivor Series matches with groups and shit, we could cut down this faction. Right. If we don't have all of these factions, or at least people that's cool with each other, you know, you're missing the boat, Triple H, on what we could be doing with traditional Survivor Series matches.
Yep, you know? Not War Games, Survivor Series matches.
Bingo. So I think we're there now.
Okay.
Like when we saw Santos Escobar and them go up against Carlito and them, my first thought was, why are we doing this match?
Yeah.
And I love Carlito. Lord knows that I have always been a Carlito fan, but not when he's a face. I don't need my Carlito to be a good guy. I need my Carlito to spit in your face with venom. I ain't really hate your guts. I like Mark Carlito when he sent Jesus to stab John Cena. That's what I want. That's the Carlito I want. I don't want this. All right, man, I'm cool with y'all now. Hey, Carlito. No. I need Mark Carlito to be slimy, sneaky, and all of that, man.
Hey, respectfully, he need to be like the fans that watched his father in his prime.
Hey.
Respectfully, that's the Carlito we like. We like the Carlito who represent Puerto Rico and like the kind of fans that was throwing piss and shit on people and trying to stab people in the like Bruiser Brody. Respectfully, I just realized what I did there. My bad. Yeah. Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, like anybody that came to Puerto Rico, you might have got shanked up or had feces thrown at you and on you. That's the energy we need of Carlito if he gonna be in a WWE or anywhere.
Yeah,
that's the kind of wrestler we need him to be.
Yeah, I don't need my Carlito just like, you know, trying to get the hot tag, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need.
Yeah, and it don't work. Listen, it don't work. I wanna say this real quick, Bang, I'm sorry.
Are you good?
For a lot of you younger wrestling fans, who might be looking at these Carlito segments and being like, oh, dude overrated, or man, I don't know why they're doing this, or this is trash or garbage. I'm going to let you cook, because this ain't who y'all should be watching.
No.
Like, this ain't the Carlito. This not the Carlito we talking about. When we speak highly of Carlito, we not talking about this run at all. So, like, the Carlito that we talking about when it came down in that Ray and Santos segment and beat both they ass and been like, yo, there's no better Latin wrestler than me. like, hey, yo, and it'd be a triple threat match for the U.S. title and he would have walked away with it and that just would have been it. So, hey, I'm going to let y'all cook because, this ain't it. But the Carlito that we want to see is that MFNN.
Yeah, I don't want to see this guy. This Carlito is just too nice, you know, too get along, too. All right, man, I help y'all. Like, it's not even like he's nice. It's just like, all right, I help y'all. Like, y'all seem to be without a leader, you know. Rey Mysterio knees hurt. You know, I'll help, you know, when he gets back, you know, I'll go back to Puerto Rico, but, you know, I'll help y'all right now. I don't want this for him.
Yeah, nah.
Carlito needs to be dastardly. You know, it's like, yo, Carlito just sent Jesus to stab John Cena. Why? That's wrong. Ooh, like, no.
What if God was one of us?
Right, man. So, no, I don't. And that's part of the reason why we, like, that faction, though. When Santos did what he did, that should have broke up the faction. All right? Sure. Because, see, here's the thing. And it's a good segue into, you know, a change in the character that a lot of people have been hoping, maybe except for you, you know, but a lot of people have been hoping, you know, happened since he debuted on the main roster. You know, you got you got Santos Escobar leaving the LWO and they still together.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to Sheamus. Ridge Holland went to NXT and got his ass whooped the other day by another group of European individuals, Gallus, which I do like. But it's like, damn, why y'all beat up on my man? It's like he one of y'all kind of technically. But then is Sheamus about to come down to NXT? Like, what's going on? Like, who gonna help this dude?
Or is Ridge Holland really from Minnesota?
But in all of that, there's no more Butch, and we're back to the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne.
Yes.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bray beat up on some other European individuals that I fancy. Yes, boy.
Yeah.
Pretty deadly. Me saying that shit and doing that shit with the look is funny, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Word. Like, yeah, I will never do that shit like that again.
That's a bet.
Let me apologize. No, pause on all Thank of that. You. But I'm a fan of Pretty Deadly, but I'm also a fan of Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. So to see that happen and them two tagging with each other is dope. But there's no more Brawling Brutes. So if there's not a need for any more Brawling Brutes, there's no more of a need for the LWO for me. Like, get that shit all the way the fuck up out.
Yeah, I mean, now, because now the LWO is now on two generations of people that ain't started. It's like, now why are we doing it? At least, like, the Brawling Brutes, it was three of them, right? And it took them a while to even get a name. But when Sheamus left, it was like, oh, we don't care. And then, of course, hey, look, I know they can't highlight it the way, well, they tried to highlight it the way that they should, but shouldn't at the same time. People not effing with Ridge Holland, bro. Like, that's
Big E neck. That's why.
Yeah. Like, sorry. Look, this is just like America. Once wrestling is just like America in this sense. Once you hurt the black people that white people really like, it's really over for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really over for you. Like, look at Bill Cosby. You know, look at Will Smith. Look at, Eddie Murphy. Like, no matter what, we don't even realize how many scandals that would have killed any other career that Eddie Murphy just seemed to just sidestep by like he Barry Sanders. But that's because he made Dr. Doolittle and the Nutty Professor.
Man,
and he was in, and he was Donkey and Shrek. We not like, listen, you are going to be outcasted out of your own kind if you do something to Eddie Murphy. And that's what this was. Hey, look, the New Day was the first black tag team tandem faction that didn't go overly pro-black, but didn't go super sellout white. I know that some people are watching this and looking at it like, no, yes, they did. But white people like them so much that they cheered against white people for them. And we don't see that often. Big E becoming the WWE champion is a lot of white kids Ron Simmons moment that Bang and I had. And Ridge Holland hurt him. Ridge Holland done out here, son. He ain't got nothing coming. Like, I'm just letting y'all know that now. So any team or tandem that's got him in it, it's only so high they can climb. And it ain't to say that he can't wrestle. It ain't to say that he won't have a career ever. It's just that, fam, once you do that, it's... There's really no creative for him. Like, period. That's all.
Hey, man. It's going to be very interesting to see who is going to help this man. But when your own cousins jump you, you know.
Hey, look, hey.
Look, you see what Jey Uso had?
Yeah. Hey.
Your whole ass another show, y'all. Whole show. I don't know whole last another show for that reason. Let's go ahead and move on to, before we get to our Royal Rumble predictions, excuse me.
Yeah.
I watched Wrestle Kingdom and Hard to Kill this week. I finally got a chance to watch something other than, you know, what is scheduled to come down, which is AEW, NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. Which I got some questions on AEW, like the direction and everything. But I did love Samoa Joe versus Hook. I did love that match. It was fun and everything. And I really hope that they really, really turn Samoa Joe into the monster heel that, you know, we used to see when he was the TNA champion and what I think he should have been in the WWE. I do think that the WWE dropped the ball on Samoa Joe as... I know part of it is injuries. Don't get me wrong. I know part of it is injuries. But even when he was healthy, they did not turn him into the monster heel that I think that he deserved to be. At Great Balls of Fire, he lost to Brock Lesnar with one F5.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, man, the match over? What the fuck? Like, I didn't even like that. So I hope that TNA turns him into the monster heel that he deserves. But I was able to see TNA Hard to Kill. This was the first pay-per-view back under the TNA banner. A lot of dope matches, a lot of dope moments. You shared a moment that was near and dear to a lot of people that was watching TNA Hard to Kill, which is a tag team match with that involved Killer Kelly sitting right. So, you know, shouts out to you for seeing that and acknowledging that moment. Trinity lost to Jordynne Grace. So Jordynne Grace is not a TNA Knockouts champion. A lot of people expect Trinity to become Naomi again and become one of the surprises at the Royal Rumble this coming week. Moose versus Alex Shelley for the title. Moose won that in a dope match. But then at the end of the match, Nick Nemeth, not Dolph Ziggler, but Nick Nemeth arrived in TNA, so not AW. He arrived in TNA, so you know Nick is TNA. And it looks like, he did have a promo during TNA this week, and he talked about how even though he showed up and attacked Moose, you know, he's going to work his way up to the championship, and everything. So we'll see how that goes. But then we also had Wrestle Kingdom, which happened, you know, weeks prior, but I finally got a chance to sit down and watch it. And that was a great pay-per-view. David Finley, y'all. Speaking of Nick Nemeth and David Finley, Fit Finley's son, they got into it after David won the IWGP Global Championship. So, you know, Finley is the latest leader of the Bullet Club. In New Japan Pro Wrestling. So seeing that Okada's more than likely, you know, last run in New Japan Pro Wrestling, he's headed to the States. The AEW and the WWE is involved, it looks like, in a bidding war of his services. So we'll see where that happens, where he decides to go on that one. But I'm going to bring this back up again. I think that with what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to bring it back up. Wrestling needs a sports center. Wrestling needs a central channel. It's just so much wrestling, good wrestling at that too. Like, I'm not discounting anything when it comes to wrestling at this point. Like, AEW has its work, but I mess with the product. Yeah. Of course, I love WWE. I love TNA when they were TNA and went to Impact and flirted with the global champion, the global force championship wrestling thing and Impact. And then now that TNA, I love the TNA product. Don't go to the six sides of the six.
No, screens. Please.
I don't know. Don't do that.
We don't need no more hexagon rings, bro.
Yeah, we don't need no hexagon rings, but WWE, AEW, NXT, TNA, I love. When I get a chance to see New Japan Pro Wrestling, shouts out to Kier for the plug. I get a chance to sit down and watch that. You have that one. You have talked about on this program about NWA and how you like the Southern Six and Thrillbilly and all of those. So we got products, fam. We have a lot of dope wrestling that's going on. I hate that there's no centralized spot on TV outside of podcasts.
Where
we can see the product and hear about the product, get news, wrestling news, so on and so forth, to have conversation around wrestling and all of those things. I would love it if a company really looked at wrestling as the niche that it is, but say that there's a home for it for us to talk about. This is just so much stuff that's going on. So we're going to have a channel devoted 24 hours to wrestling. And we have a wrestling style ESPN Sports Center where we can talk about that. If we got an NBA network and we got a WWE network through Peacock, but you know, it's central to that. If we have a NBA network, if we have a MLB network, if we have a NFL network, we have a network that's devoted to the top leagues or just the sport in general. Why can't we have a wrestling network? I would make that as a favorite right now.
Yeah. Shoot, that would help me on like that day I got like an hour. I'm like, yo, let me catch up on everything I missed on Wrestling Center. Let's do it.
Yeah, like Wrestling Center. Hey, okay, look at you.
No, hey.
Wrestling Center, we need a theme song for that.
Yeah.
You know.
No, yeah, I'll do something.
Yeah.
Look at the Wrestling Center.
Like, maybe it's Fight TV, since they already have, like, their product. Maybe it's Fight TV or something like that, you know. But there needs to be a centralized home for wrestling. And I think it would be beneficial to the product to help grow it outside of where it is right now and really help put an eye out on all of the content that's coming out. I mean, I'm not complaining about the content of the wrestling content that's coming out. I am not complaining about that at all, because I'm going to try to consume as much wrestling as I can. But, you know, when you have a situation where you have the Royal Rumble this week and you want to see a centralized place outside of the WWE to talk about it, you have, you know, Dynamite and Collision and all of the stuff that AEW is doing. You got that. You got TNA and the big news that they're back to being TNA. You got NWA that's going to, I guess they're going to, you're going to see their episodes on the CW app, you know? So you got that that's going on. You got NXT preparing to go to the CW. It's so much wrestling going on that there should be a centralized spot that we can get these news, gossip, hot takes, all of those things. We need that for wrestling, y'all. Somebody got to make that happen.
For sure.
I think it'll work.
Oh, no, it's definitely going to work. I think that, I mean, much like you said, with just everything is like, it's a lot of good wrestling that exists, but also there is obviously $1 billion floating in the world of professional wrestling. This is $1 billion floating there. These attendance records, these merch sales, these hot tickets, some of your legends and your champions are on daytime TV. They're on nighttime TV. There's so many. They're in movies. You know what I'm saying? So some of them $1 billion franchise movies. So there is so much money in the world of wrestling that there's obviously more money to be made. And I'm only talking about money because that is the bottom line of getting networks. You know what I mean? Like, that is the thing that will make Bang's plea come to fruition. So I think it's definitely possible. I think, matter of fact, I think the only thing essentially holding it back is that they are essentially thinking that the only people that can talk about wrestling and get people to the TV sets to watch it are Pat McAfee and Peter Rosenberg. That's the only reason why I think that, you know what I'm saying, it won't happen. Like, I don't think that they'll, because, like, they don't want Skip Bayless talking about wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want Shannon Sharp and, like, these other guys who are pro football, pro basketball, just no other sports. Like, you know, like, we've already have a culture of, like, they barely cover golf, hockey, and tennis, right? So, unless you're, like, a superstar. So, I think that they would just be worried about the actual anchors and personalities that are going to be used to spearhead it. I mean, hey, one, you should call the First Black Champ Podcast. We're available. We're for hire. We're for contract. You get what I'm saying? And with that, I think that we know that, you know, we don't look like the target demo. We'd be a great addition, but we don't look like the target demo. And I think that they are looking for their SVP. They're looking for their Skip Bayless. They're looking for their Chris Berman. They're looking for their John Madden. They're looking for all the historical white faces and figures that they feel would anchor the network to really hit the gas on it and make it go. I think it's an outdated model, but I get it. But yes, the network, it's a brilliant idea. It would absolutely work. Let's do something to get in the mix of that happening by summer of 2025.
Yeah, it has to happen at this point right now. Wrestling is in a boom situation.
Sure.
And I think the difference between what we are used to seeing and what we have saw is the fact that the companies are stable. See, we have not seen, and maybe some of the old heads that, you know, listen to the show or have seen some of the content that we've done, Greg Dabba Valentine, and get mad at us about our take about, you know, some of the older wrestlers is the amount of content that, you know, the WWE might own. So it's like, yo, we got to go. So damn near, you got to damn near go through the WWE to get approval to use any content anyway, because they damn near own everything.
Yeah.
But the thing that I have to say about that is, you know, the last time we seen something like this is the territories,
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit before the territories and all of that, because me and you are still old enough to be able to remember to see like USWA pop up on ESPN. Yeah. Like we're a little bit too young for the Global Force, the Global Wrestling Federation shit,
yeah.
But we're old enough to remember to see USWA. We're old enough to remember like AWA and those brands and stuff like that. Like we probably, you know, don't have the attachment like others may have, but we remember those brands enough to be like, yo, like you said last week, I remember when I know that's Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah.
Who's the Texas Tornado? Like what happened here? Like you're old enough to know that.
Yeah.
So I think there's a spot outside of the WWE network where you can have nostalgia and you can have up-to-date current news being talked about and debated. Mm-hmm. Fox and the WWE had it close. So when they had their product, but it was still only WWE. There's so much wrestling that's going on right now, which the amount that we're seeing from the amount of successful companies rivals the territory heirs. But when you have the WWE, AEW, TNA, New Japan, NWA, just in case I didn't say NWA, say it again, NWA, the Indies, GCW, OVW, who had their successful Their successful reality show on Netflix. Yeah. When you have all of these things, I think there's a central place for that. And then we have AEW bringing back their rating system. Shouts out to the WCW Top 10.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? It's so much wrestling that's going on where I think that the tribalism that we currently have in wrestling could be cured by having one central place to talk about and hear about the news. Mm-hmm. And that's why I believe it's time. Look, if you have a network for chefs, you have a network for American centered content, when you have, you know, a MTV, VH1, when you have a travel channel,
right,
National Geographic, when you have all these niched designed stations, we need that for wrestling.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
With that being said, we'll continue to be that home.
Yeah.
Until you get that. And speaking of that, it is now time to talk about the Royal Rumble that takes place this Saturday, January 26th, at the former home of the WWE Thunderdome, which is Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays. 30 men and 30 women will fight for the chance to main event WrestleMania against a champion of their choice. Right now, there's only 4 matches that have been announced. 2, of course, is the men's and women's Royal Rumble. But we also have, starting with our first prediction, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens for the WWE U.S. Heavyweight Championship. Logan Paul got punched in the eye by Kevin Owens. Logan Paul beat up Kevin Owens' head. But what's going to happen next week, next Saturday at the Rumble? Who do you got first when you get Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens?
You know what? I'm going Logan Paul because that's the type of heat he needs. Mm. He needs the type of heat that is, yo, Logan Paul is going to be at WrestleMania as the U.S. champion. Yeah. That's the heat he needs. And to be honest, man, there is no reason at this point with the last year and a half that Kevin Owens has to be the U.S. champion. It just don't make sense. I'm going Logan Paul.
I got Logan Paul as well. and it's not going to be clean. We're going to see something happen to where you're going to see Kevin Owens introduced to a new feud. So I think this is just a one-off, and we're going to see Logan Paul go up against maybe a AJ Styles or LA Knight or somebody. I don't know. But we're going to start to see a new opponent emerge for Logan Paul. Maybe Bad Bunny.
Hey. So, hey, you know what? To have back-to-back celebrity U.S. champions would be crazy, but I mean, hey. They outworking some of the workers, so I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say too much.
but I got Logan Paul in this one. Somebody's going to help him finesse a championship championship win versus Kevin Owens. Let's go to the only championship, main championship that's been announced. Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton versus LA Knight versus AJ Styles. For the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
I think this is a foregone conclusion that we know this victory is going to be Roman Reigns hoisting up. But do anybody got an outside chance of possibly ending the reign of Roman Reigns? Or this is just Brock Lesnar versus Hardcore Holly?
It's definitely Brock Lesnar versus Hardcore Holly. But hey, man, hey, look, I told y'all last year, right? I told you in December. If they're not setting up for Randy Orton's 15th title reign, this is all for nothing. This is all for nothing. We've already teased the fact that two or three people could be facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. So sorry, AJ and LA, but it ain't happening for y'all. And Randy Orton is the only person that don't even need this match to get to WrestleMania. I'll put it like that.
Mm. All right, let me ask you a question. Speaking of Randy Orton, LA Knight, and AJ Styles, who would you rather see face Logan Paul for the United States Championship?
I mean, me, I'm always LA Knight. Because
I feel
that's the belt he should have had last summer anyway. Like that whole Rey Mysterio run should have been. I'm going to say it again in 2024. Rey Mysterio's whole U.S. title run should have been either Grayson Waller's or LA Knight's. You pick the one.
Mm. Well, yeah, it is Randy Orton. If there's anybody has a chance to doing it, because what if they just threw us a loop and say we're going to get Randy Orton versus John Cena at WrestleMania, like for the championship? Like, what could that be? And bro, shouts out to you for Plex. Like I said, I saw Hard to Kill and Wrestle Kingdom because of you, man. So we appreciate you. All right, man, let's go to the Royal Rumble. Let's start with the women. 30 women vie for a chance to wrestle Rhea Ripley or Io Sky or whoever is the Raw or SmackDown Women's Champions. Mm-hmm. I know that you have been Team Bayley for a while in this. Anything changed?
Slightly. So the propaganda is telling y'all Nia Jax, right? Spoiler alert, nah. But she is Ice Cream Bar Deluxe. This is a Nia Jax support group and podcast. We love Nia Jax. I've been on Nia Jax when her theme song was that she wasn't like most girls. But it ain't happening for her. I'm not ruling out Bianca Belair, especially since she's been the most quiet with the promotion of winning the Royal Rumble. But I'm not to pick against the best black champ of this decade. Matter of fact, not to pick against the best champ of this decade. But but I just don't think it's going to be Bianca Belair. My emotional pick is Bayley. But the only reason why I am not picking Bayley is because she don't need to beat Io Sky for that belt at WrestleMania. That is the only reason why. And I still do believe that she is going to finish Damage Control by breaking them up, by taking that title off of Io Sky. And sorry, because storyline and promos matter for WrestleMania specifically. Dakota Kai speaking for the Asian girls ain't getting it done. So, bang, I'm going to go out on a limb here without knowing absolutely nothing because I feel this is what the women's division needs. I think this is what the landscape of the women's wrestlers, Nia Jax, and Rhea Ripley, Io Sky need. I think they need this kind of shakeup. My pick to win the women's 2024 Royal Rumble is the boss, Sasha Banks.
Now, the wild thing about this is that it's definitely been reported that she has been in negotiations with the WWE and AEW. Right. There's a lot of speculation around the money that she would like. Mm-hmm. You know, people have been speculating that she was going to debut on AEW TV last week, the week before. She was at TNA Hard to Kill with Bayley, you know, watching a homegirl and stuff like that. So it is a lot of questions around if Sasha Banks is going to appear or if Mercedes Moné is going to appear. Mm-hmm. I will say this. If Sasha Banks appears, Sasha Banks is winning the Royal Rumble, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I know they trying to tease that Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley thing. I don't think that's going to work the way Sasha Bianca did. I just don't think it's going to work that way. So that's the only reason why I'm not picking that either. I get it. But this is Rhea Ripley's world right now. And they making space for Becky Lynch at this point. So you got to have something to supersede or trump that. And I do believe that it will be Sasha Banks versus Rhea Ripley because I think you can get that off better. I think you get it off better. But I just feel like for the landscape of where the women's wrestling division is at as a whole, that's got to be the winner this year.
So I'll say this. If Sasha Banks does appear at the Rumble, she winning it. She's going to come in at 30. She's going to win it. And she's going to choose Rhea Ripley. And that's going to be a high-quality main event, especially if you saw what Charlotte and Rhea Ripley did last year at WrestleMania. I'm still operating like it's 2023. So I do love that prediction, but I'm going to operate in the she ain't signed the contract yet. Mm-hmm. And I know Bayley seems to be a big favorite because then she would basically keep herself from being beat up by the Kabuki Warriors. But I'm going to stay with Bianca Belair because I think that the streets need Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. I think we get that at WrestleMania. It helps promote the love in wrestling or love in WWE, Montez and Bianca reality show that's going to be airing on Hulu, I believe, in March. Shouts out to our man Glenn Woods, who just celebrated a birthday. There's going to be a black woman winning it. And here's the thing. I wouldn't even rule out Naomi. I would not even rule out Naomi as the Royal Rumble winner as well. Let me just say this. My prediction
is my top five.
Yeah. Let me just say my prediction is black woman wins the Royal Rumble. We'll just find out which black woman it will be at the Royal Rumble. But right now, my pick is Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get to the men's Royal Rumble. 30 fellas go over that top rope. Well, 29 men go over that top rope. Mm-hmm. One wins it. Now, I told you all at the beginning of the show, because of Seth Rollins' injury, I would put the WWE World Heavyweight Championship on the line in the Royal Rumble match, and the winner will become the champion and will stamp their ticket to WrestleMania. I also said that CM Punk is probably that winner. So you would think that was my prediction to win the Royal Rumble. Hmm. Yes, that's my prediction. However, I can tell you who I want to win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
My nigga Gunther, fam. I want Gunther to win it, fam. I'm telling y'all, I think Gunther is primed to be a megastar in the WWE as soon as they go ahead and light the rocket. Mm-hmm. He's the monster heel that we've been waiting for. But I don't think they pulled the trigger on that. I think CM Punk is the winner. And CM Punk says that, hey, Seth, get healthy. It's me and you in Philly. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Who do you have winning the Men's Royal Rumble?
So, man, overall, I'm going to hate this Royal Rumble unless everything I'm about to say just don't happen, right? The WWE is in a very interesting but profitable state for them, right? Because they got four or five guys that could main event night one and two of WrestleMania, and I don't think nobody takes a back seat to anybody. Both titles become prestigious, and that there is no loser in the top five of the guys that could win it, right?
Right.
But here's the deal, and we spoke about it earlier. Here's my detail. Bang, I'm with you. Gunther winning the Royal Rumble, that would be the fresh new start. That would be the thing to do. But I don't necessarily think that Gunther versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, from a pomp and circumstance point, is the move for an event of that magnitude. It's WrestleMania 40. You have the longest reigning champ of the modern era. I think by that time he'll be at or past Bob Backlund and or Hulk Hogan. So I just don't see that as the move. I think any other premium live event, it's a go. And if Roman Reigns wasn't on the quest for Bruno Sammartino, I would even say Gunther wins in the end. The Rock. Every time I hear about The Rock being in the Royal Rumble, I think about Bautista. Y'all remember Bautista? It was the year that Bautista showed up at the Royal Rumble out of nowhere and won, where he was wearing a blue, a very cool blue, by the way. It was Bautista and Bautista, and none of that went the way it should have been. I think that the way Roman Reigns got booed that year at the Royal Rumble, when The Rock raised his hand in front of his cousins in Philly, I think the exact reverse is going to happen when we get to Philly, because Florida does love The Rock. So I think he will get a pop there. But I think when we get to Philly, you don't want to hear what you're going to hear night one or night two, if that's what we got the Royal Rumble for. I just don't think you want to see that or hear that. But also, come on, man. The Rock 2024, you think he got to wrestle 20 minutes or 29 men to get a shot at the title? No. They killed that for us with Cena 1 and 2 being booked the day after. No, being booked on Raw after Mania 2 years in a row. I now put The Rock right where Brock Lesnar, that says, hey, look, when I feel like showing up and wrestling for a title, that's what we're going to do. I don't have him in the Royal Rumble at all. Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is literally the only active guy on this roster that doesn't have to be in the Royal Rumble. So I don't have him winning it either. Cody winning back-to-back means absolutely nothing. It's like the only two people that I felt needed to win back-to-back were Shawn Michaels and Austin, and for obvious reasons if you were watching wrestling during that time. But Cody Rhodes winning twice in a row, that's literally padding the stat to be like, okay, you're going to go 2-0 and 0-2? Nah, why don't we just move you to the front of the line, because he can wrestle either opponent, right? Cody's in a situation where he wins the Royal Rumble, and we don't know what title we want him to win more, but the story lies with Roman Reigns, because the title on the guy that he's already beat twice, he don't really want anyway. That's not why he came back. That his run right now is older than that title, so that don't count to me. Even though that does play into my Damian Priest prediction, but with Seth Rollins being hurt, I now literally look at, again, the cash out has to happen at WrestleMania. So that leaves us with stating the obvious. I got CM Punk. Not because I want it, not because I think it's best for business. It's just the logical next step. It's not going to be Drew McIntyre. Sorry, bro, you missed your shot. It's not going to be Damian Priest. It's Orphan Balor. Aubrey and the Money in the Bank. Judgment Day is the hottest thing on Raw, as far as factions are concerned. Shoot, hey, I would love for it to be Bobby Lashley, but he too busy getting the Aryan Nation over. You know? So, yeah, it's... And just to keep it real, as much as I love Bobby Lashley, again, I want the heat check. I want the heat check, which is Roman Reigns standing in front of Bobby Lashley right now. I want the heat check. And Randy Orton, who originally, hey, look, I will say this. There is a 5% chance, maybe even 7% chance, that Randy Orton wins this Royal Rumble, beats Seth Rollins, and Damian Priest still cashes in on him. I say that because he did it for Jinder Mahal. I say that because Randy Orton got his return stepped on by CM Punk. So a good payoff for him is to win the Royal Rumble, go straight to WrestleMania facing whoever, because Randy Orton versus anybody is a great match. But I'm gonna take Randy Orton at his word. The one thing that he wants to do that's left on his list is face John Cena for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, because he's never done it. He stumped me with that one. I swore that happened.
Yeah, wait. I was like,
I swore that happened in 07, 08, but I'm wrong. So that's what I got, man. CM Punk, not because I want to, but that's just the option. That's just the option. And Damian Priest cashing in on CM Punk makes perfect sense to me. Hey, get that new shit out of here, bro. We not here for you. The Judgment Day run Raw. I know you've been overly concerned with Cody and Drew and Roman. Hey, we here, bro. Nah. It's time for you to go south of heaven, bro. We not doing that. So that's the other reason why I like it. No matter what, no matter who wins the Royal Rumble, I got Damian Priest leaving the WWE's premier event, WrestleMania 40, as the champ. So honestly, the easier to pick, the better for me.
So look, man, we'll see what happens. Will CM Punk take it home? Will Sasha Banks reappear? Will Bayley or Bianca Belair shock the world? But let's talk about these surprises. Now, normally we have kind of like an idea, like who might pop out,
yeah,
who might not pop out. The Okada thing is hovering over folks' head, you know, especially, you know, as he, you know, negotiates a big money contract to come over to America, and do his thing. I saw something funny on Twitter, where it was like, yo, Okada come over here in the WWE, make his name like Clint something. Change his name to like Clint. And I was laughing my ass off when I saw that shit, because I was like, yeah, this is the same WWE, you know, that, you know, made Tony Atlas, you know, Simba, Saba Simba. Like, wow, yeah, man. You know that's Tony, man. Why would you do that? Yeah. Why is Tito Santana El Matador? You know, we know that's Tito Santana. Like, why are we doing this?
Like, yeah, they gave him a Mexican name to a Mexican job.
Yeah, like,
hey, bro.
Yeah, like, why is the Iron Sheik Conor Mustafa? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I never got that, and it fooled me as a child. I was like, wait, I feel like I know him. I was like, yo, he got on boots like the Iron Sheik, and I still was like,
like, what are we doing here? But. What surprise? Who would you like to see enter the 2024 Royal Rumble? Now, let's go outside of Sasha Banks, because that's your prediction.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
That would be a surprise. Uh-huh. Outside of Sasha Banks, and outside of anybody that's signed to the current WWE roster, so that's excluding a Bron Breakker or a Melo Hayes, a Trick Williams, a Tiffany Stratton. That is.
Yeah,
removing all of those people, who would you like to see be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble?
Man, for every reason that you said, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks ago, Swerve. I would love to see Swerve because I mean, apparently AEW can kind of do whatever you want. So you can kind of do whatever you want. So.
Hey. We going to break this forbidden door, and you just going to go over there and come back.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing one-off. I mean, for Ross got me Jacob Fatu. Because I do feel like if they're going to keep this bloodline thing going, even with or without the title, I do think that he's like one of the next few people that we see. I think he injured though or something, but and again, it's not an impact, but I would say people like Kyle O'Reilly, but see, that don't really matter. Yeah. Hey, look, for everything considered, Keith Lee, I want the heat check. I want the heat check on a platform that's really going to like set the tone. Like, hey, what we doing here? Has everything you've been doing really working or no? And I want the answer. Everybody else is just like, I'm gonna mark out for it. Like, yo, like Thrillbilly's not gonna be at the Royal Rumble. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna be there.
There's not, wait a minute, there won't be like a NWA talent swap.
Yeah, not for this, not for the Royal Rumble.
Like, if I was you, I'll name Thrillbilly. I would love to see that.
Same. And look, I'm here for it. Like him more so than Trevor Murdoch, definitely more than EC3, definitely
like Chris
more.
Masters. What about what Chris Masters doing?
See, again, but you know what? The thing is, I love what you're saying, but here's the deal. I think Thrillbilly, the character, is going to be like, yo, where the fuck dude come from? We got to watch him. You're not going to get that from Sexy Jesus. You're not going to get that from Trevor Murdoch. You're not going to get it from EC3 because they tried it already. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm thinking about it's 30 guys. Because look, and you know how I feel about like Max Moon and Tenru and fucking Santo and Tanaka. Like, I don't want to see like obscure randoms and that we know not going to win the Royal Rumble. If we going to go with surprises, I want that surprise to be like, yo, dude showed up and he over here. I'm going to watch Raw, but I'm going to watch over there. And a lot of people ain't got that. So that's how I'm picking them for the women. Had she not won a title, I would have said Jordynne Grace.
Mickie James. Yes. Was the Impact champion and was in the Royal Rumble.
That's true. So you got me there. Listen, I'm not above seeing Jade Cargill since she ain't really wrestled yet. We could throw her at like 7 years. Camille Brickhouse.
Oh, that's. She's been rumored to have signed a deal or possibly signed a deal with the WWE.
So, yo, I'm here for all of that. Instant ice cream bar submission. And just because Dean Ambrose, not Jon Moxley, Dean Ambrose, because Jon Moxley is going to get thrown out of the Royal Rumble because he's trying to cut people in the face and trying to, like, you know, perform acupuncture with thumbtacks. And you can't do that at the Royal Rumble. You just got to come in there and wrestle. So I'm saying Dean Ambrose, but not quite Jon Moxley.
Yeah, I feel you. But shout out to Keith Lee. He's having double surgery. He's going to be out for quite some time. So. But shouts out to Ross with some names. Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, who's no longer with New Japan Pro Wrestling, has been rumored to have been, you know, listening to the WWE for quite some time. Matt Cardona, he said if he ever returns to the WWE, he's not returning as Zack Ryder. He's returning as Matt Cardona. So that would be interesting to see that happen. So
Yeah. And
that's actually my pick for the men's roster. I would mark out if I saw Matt Cardona.
Yeah.
And they actually have his name say Matt Cardona.
Yeah.
In the Royal Rumble. So that's one person on the male side that I would love to see in the Royal Rumble. On the women's side, I swear I hope I see this. Because if I see this, I'm going to mark out because I think it would be a dope, amazing moment. Because she didn't leave the company like her husband did. She left on very good terms. Mm-hmm. But if we hear AJ Lee's music pop on and she enters the Royal Rumble,
yeah,
man, that would be dope. That would be a dope moment. That moment, I don't think it would be an Edge moment. How when we heard Edge's music and we was like, man, y'all bullshit. Y'all lying. Y'all lying.
Right.
That's Edge. Oh, shit. Like, an extreme mark out, pop up, I can't believe it, goosebumps moment.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be as high as that. But as soon as we hear, let it, everybody, right, everybody in that arena is going to be lit up. I think women are going to cry. I think men are going to be happy. And it's going to make it even better when CM Punk wins the Royal Rumble. Because it's like, hey, man, thank you for bringing back AJ Lee, fam. Thank you.
Because, you know, she's coming back out after he win. Cheat cleavage out. It's lit.
Yeah, so that's my pick for the Women's Royal Rumble.
I like it.
Is AJ Lee. I hope to see her in there. And if we do see her in there, man, that would be a spectacular moment. And it's also like coming into it is like, you know, outside of some of the indie people we talked about, I don't want to see The Undertaker pop up in the Royal Rumble. I don't want to see Michelle McCool. Like, for the women's side, want to see the same women. I don't want to see Kelly Kelly. I don't want to see Michelle McCool. I don't want to see Tori Wilson. I don't want to see Ivory. I don't want to see none of the same women that we all want to see. Victoria.
Right.
I love y'all. Don't get me wrong. I love all of y'all.
Airdrop with Vince, Victoria. No, sorry.
I love all of y'all, but we're talking surprise entrant. I don't want you to be the surprise entrant. If you just coming in as number 12, that's cool. Like, yeah. I don't want like Michael Cole and Corey Graves to be like, oh my God. Right. I can't believe she showed up. I don't want you to be in the audience and then you pop up like, oh man, they playing music. Like, no. Yeah. At this point, y'all lay surprise entrance. Y'all just wrestle once a year.
I forgot one. And Ross's comment about Gail Kim made me think of this also. Now, you know, and I think I said it last year, but I'm going to say it this year as well. Mandy Rose. That's who I want to see for real, for real, for real, for real. Yes, Camille, Mandy Rose. Those are my top two. Naomi, Sasha Banks. That's in the four. So, yeah, that. If we stick there, yeah, and we get rid of Molly Holly. We get rid of Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool. I don't want to see Layla. The only Layla I want to see is my daughter. I don't, you know what I'm saying, Gail Kim. Again, would it be good? But, hey, she's been calling the WWE a racist organization for too long to come back now. So, you know what I mean? So them four and Jade, I'm with it.
Yeah. And remember, y'all, the question is who's not currently signed to the WWE, but we'll let Jay go because we ain't seen her in a match in the WWE since. So this is not women that's currently signed. This is women that are not currently signed.
Yes.
So, or men that are not currently signed with the WWE. Sure. I would love to see Matt Cardona, and I would love to see AJ Lee. All right, man. So, Garen damn tease time.
Yeah.
All right, so... what are we willing to put that Garen tier in?
Oh, man. Willing to put the Garen tier on. I have one at the front of my mind. I keep saying it, so I kind of want to give y'all something fresh. You know what? Go ahead and cook. I'm gonna edit one that I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
My Garen tier is I'm not gonna put it with a match thing. I'm gonna say that my guarantee that this Royal Rumble is going to be bland. I don't think this Royal Rumble is going to be as exciting as other ones because of the surprises. Like to what I had said earlier, I don't want to see the same old people be surprises. I don't want to see nobody jump out the audience and get in the Royal Rumble. I think Naomi is going to be a clear surprise if she comes in. Jade is not necessarily a surprise. It's more of an about time. But I do think, like, if AJ, you hear AJ Lee's music, you're going nuts. And I think that's what we're missing from the Royal Rumble. True surprises. Tama Tonga, from a wrestling perspective, would be a surprise entrant. Now, there's going to be a number of people in the WWE universe that sees Tama Tonga pop up in the Royal Rumble if that happens and be like, who the fuck is dude? You know, they will put him like you put, like, Jinru. Like, why is he here, fam? He's not going to. But I would be excited to see that. Matter of fact, I'll even be excited to say this. Like, because we have the Bloodline on SmackDown, what if it's like Solo Sikoa? And what if it's Solo and it's Jimmy in the ring with Jay early in the Royal Rumble, and a Tama Tonga or Jacob Fatu pop up as the next person? Then it's like, okay, where does the allegiance lie?
Right.
Is it with Jimmy or is it with Jay?
Yeah.
And then they all jump Jay and get him the fuck out of the Royal Rumble, which then established another member of the Bloodline. Because Solo did say, hey, yo, I'll fix it. He ain't fix it. Yeah. But what if fixing it is going to call one of the homies? Yeah. Getting some extra help. But what if Thomas, like, man, I never fucked with Roman in the first place, G, so I got your back. Like, maybe it's that. Right. So, but my prediction is that this Royal Rumble, from a surprise standpoint, is not going to be like it used to be. And the biggest reason why is because all of the companies are doing well. Mm. Like, when you have TNA, when you have AEW, when you have New Japan and bidding wars and stuff, when you have NWA, like, you, unless you are a free agent, like, it's nothing's gonna happen. But it's very interesting around some of the rumors that we've seen on the internet between the possible working relationship with the WWE and TNA, especially with TNA coming over to the platform that's owned by the parent company of now the WWE and UFC. And to the point that they're calling their events premium live events now.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of rumors and stuff like that that's going out there. But I think this is going to be a pretty bland Royal Rumble, y'all, in Florida. Mm. It's going to be a good one. But I'm talking about the matches, the Royal Rumble matches. I don't think it's going to be a lot of surprises that you're going to be talking about the next day. It's going to be some forced ones that you talk about the next day. But I don't think it's going to be ones that's truly a surprise unless AJ Lee pop up.
Okay. You helped me think about everything I wanted to say. And it is regarding the Royal Rumble and just like this first quarter of wrestling leading up to WrestleMania. I got two. I got Cole Guarandamtees. My first guarantee is that the Usos get back together in the Royal Rumble. I believe that Solo, by the time we get to the Royal Rumble, is going to just legit just start beating Jimmy ass. and that's going to be his real way of fixing it. But I do think that it's going to conveniently happen around or right before or after Jay's entrance in the Royal Rumble. And I think we see the Usos tag up to get near the end. Only for, you know, shit, Gunther or Randy Orton. Somebody gonna eliminate them. We're going to be so happy to see them together. So it's going to be a kill, Joy. But it's going to happen. But I think more importantly than that, man, really my A1 moment for the Royal Rumble is that that truly marks the time that Grayson Waller turns face and heads his way to becoming the U.S. champion.
One of them turning face. After that interaction on SmackDown the other day, one of them is going to turn face.
And after the last 2 weeks, it's definitely Grayson Waller. It's definitely Grayson Waller for me, because I don't think people just like Austin Theory. I just don't think they like him. People are trying not to love Grayson Waller. They're trying not to love him. That's what it is. So he's going to turn face. That U.S. title is his because, hey, look, check it out. WrestleMania, night one, Grayson Waller versus Logan Paul, U.S. title. Going to slap. Going to be a great changing of the guard. Going to solidify Grayson Waller as a face because he's going to beat two of the most hated people in wrestling today, Logan Paul, Austin Theory. That's what I got. That's my guarantee. That's like the one. That's one and 1A. 1B was the Uso thing.
Okay. Well, look, man, we're going to see what happens on the Saturday. We're going to make sure that we have the thread ready for everybody to go ahead and discuss. Also, reportedly, allegedly, Elimination Chamber is going to be going on at like 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Jesus.
Hey, shouts out to the land down under. So, so we'll have a lot more of that after the Royal Rumble. But man, hey man, look, love wrestling, y'all. And I'm just gonna stand by. I'm gonna stand by my thought. That needs to be a central location where there is a channel. There should be a channel dedicated to wrestling outside of, yeah, my kids be up there early too. So matter of fact, they'd be up at like 2. So I'll be ready and rested. You know what I'm saying? But there should be a central channel to talk all things wrestling. There should be a WWE. There should be a Wrestling Sports Center, a Wrestling First Take, a Wrestling Club. Are we the Wrestling Club, Shay Shay? There should be a Wrestling. No, because we don't interview people. We need to interview like Swerve or some shit so we can. And he could talk about like somebody, like he could talk about how like, you know, Mello want to be me or some shit like that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But there should be a centralized location where we talk about the sport of wrestling. Somebody that could recap the weekend, weekday, the rumors and stuff like that when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. All of the content that we're getting in the world of sports right now, yo, we need it. And if there was a wrestling sports center that they could tell us what went on Saturday, Sunday, pay-per-views, some of the rumors, free agent signings, and all of that stuff. Oh, my God, it would be lit. But only we can only dream, right?
Until it becomes reality.
Bingo.
Man, thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Good to see Ross back. You know what I'm saying? He was away from the streams for a minute, catching up. Hey, look, man, we understand real life. We got those as well. Apologies for not giving y'all an episode last week, I believe. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, God bless the polar vortex in Tennessee because I got paid for all week and worked like maybe like 12 hours. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, but listen, we appreciate everybody, the likes, the comments, the shares, everything that you do to contribute and to be a part and to be active of the FBC community is greatly appreciated. We obviously could do it without all of you, but it wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as informational and fruitful. And for that, we sincerely and graciously thank each and every one of you. All right. So if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the first Black Champ podcast. Pick VP DOC, AKA Bar Cart Bang, and we are out. Fuck Johnny Wrestling.
They won, though. They won.
And that's why.